Good afternoon. Today is Friday, February the 24th, 55th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon. It certainly is. Simple Country
Lines
Therapist.
The days are just going like water.
You just made that up, didn't you?
No, I actually heard it before.
Days are going like water?
Right. The pages are flipping. The weeks are flipping like pages in a book.
Okay, I've heard that one before. Days of wine and roses.
Time flies like an arrow.
Yeah.
Fruit flies like a banana.
I'm with you.
You're
not going to lose me. I just allowing others to appreciate your humor. Attempt.
The gentle touch that you are.
Yes. Yeah. Our quote and our show when we return.
I'm Jim Manji, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 416. We're back, Talking Shop this afternoon with Lou Quimby, but before we do our quoteth.
This is from Henry Ford, who said, "You can't build a reputation on what you're going to do." So, fancy words don't cut it.
I would think a lot of folks either don't appreciate what a reputation is.
Or they don't value it.
Or they guard it so zealously that they don't understand that it's a living thing along with you. And it can grow and expand and contract based on what you do.
Well, a reputation by definition is how you are regarded by others. So it doesn't have to do with necessarily how you regard yourself.
But there's two of us.
Some people don't care. I mean, they know who they are and what they do, and they don't care.
Can one be successful?
By not caring? No.
By not caring.
I don't think so.
Or have a solid reputation through actions and deeds and that kind of stuff. Not care and survive some of the pettiness.
Well,
not be overly concerned and work with and develop.
If you're independent, see, children, old people, extremely wealthy people, and eccentric people can do crazy stuff and get away with it. But middle-class people like you and I can't do crazy stuff and get away with it because we've got to answer to our peers, which is the standard social values. But old people, young people, of course, I'm old now. Maybe I can start doing. Just kidding.
Yeah. At least give it 45 minutes before you test your 30. Okay?
Yeah, right. Well, I'm out of here. Goodbye.
Yeah. Within the bounds of societal norm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I would think that there's a certain liberation that people have if, and they're well-grounded, they're not doing the funny stuff, but they just do what is right rather than worrying about how they may be perceived.
There is comfort in that.
So does that...
As long as you have thoroughly thought about what you're doing and what is right and what the consequences are and what it means to other people.
Well, I'm thinking with the backdrop of the political campaign and the political seasons at this point. Yeah, their reputations are things that these folks are...
The political... You call this circus a political campaign?
Well, I mean, there's some of the acts of the circus haven't started yet.
Oh, Lordy.
I consider the local races. We really haven't seen an awful lot. A lot of people I would put forth don't run for office because they don't want their reputation to be besmirched.
Oh.
How dare somebody throw an accusation at me and my fine reputation.
Well, and then there's the thing about reputation, and all you have to do is accuse somebody. You don't have to prove anything. All you have to do is say it, and then somebody's got to prove that isn't so. So it's very easy to throw mud, and then it's hard to prove it isn't so.
And as a public figure,
because you use up a lot of airtime.
There's no lawsuit.
There's no lawsuit. If you're a public figure or a politician, you can't sue them for defamation of character unless it's really egregious.
Like but most of us in the public have already managed to take care of our own reputation already and thoroughly shatter it to the point where nobody cares.
No, but if you accuse somebody of molest or embezzling, you better have the backup for that. But accusing them of being a foaming, rabid liberal who doesn't care about anything except, you know, simple character assassination. I mean, Lord, that goes back to the 1800s.
I bet you it predates that, too.
Yeah, I know. I'm just thinking about our history.
But, oh, yeah, with the political stuff.
But yeah, and before they had internet and publics and electrified microphones and.
Broadcast. Thank you.
Yeah, broadcast. One of the things they had was songs, and they would make up songs that would besmirch the character of their opposition. And those, of course, went around the pubs and all like that there. And the negative gets more press time than the positive because it's more dramatic. So it's really hard to confront a negative when it's not true. You can put all the paperwork you want in front of somebody, but the drama of the negative is so engaging to people. And people vote with their feelings.
Is there a way to protect your reputation other than run away and hide?
The only way I know is to do the right thing at the right time over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And pretty soon, after 10, 20, 30 years, it evens out. Most people know what you are.
So then the false accusation is delivered and most people
don't pay a whole lot of attention to it.
Except for on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, well, that's the drama factor again.
Well, that's the part, I guess we're getting close to where, that's the part that is most bothersome for me with the social media is the lack of checks and balances. Where at least with the printed media and with the broadcast media, in theory, there's a vetting.
Really?
I said in theory, didn't I?
I didn't know that.
Okay. You know, two sources. For every story?
No, that's the journalistic...
credo, code, and all that
code,
stuff.
Code, but yeah, tell me about who follows that. Well, the last time I saw that was that movie about Nixon, about Watergate. You know, the actors, Bradley, the editor, and the... I don't remember names. The guys in the Washington Post who went and stirred up all the background information on the Watergate and then broke the story. And Bradley, the editor, was talking about you guys have two sources for this piece of information and that piece of information, and then, right? That's the last time I've heard two sources taken seriously. He's in a movie. Which is supposed to portray the accuracy of that.
I would like to be able to support you in that, but it was before my time. I was just a wee young little thing then. So. That would be accuracy. KINS, news and information.
I would like to support you in that, but.
Yeah. Oh, good. You were listening. 4:23. We'll be back with more from Lou Quimby.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family.
We live it, we reveal it, the Northwood.
as my dad used to say, don't bring much money. You won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 427. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Lou Quimby. Lou, personal reputation versus business reputation versus country reputation.
Well, people are engaged with one another or a business or a country for two reasons. They're looking for a product or a service. And if you provide a quality product and a quality service, then you get return business. That's all I know about that one.
Well, I'm thinking with some of the stuff that is going on now, and certainly I'm not as familiar with the Muslim religion as many are.
Mm, that would be true.
But I've been hearing things with the Korans being burnt 2 days ago.
Right. It's always
by the
bad,
military. Now, things go crazy.
It's always a bad move.
But in going into that next level of the Indian skin.
You got to wonder where the common sense was on that one.
Somebody, those books had been written in.
Right.
Defaced.
Right.
The only way to cleanse them, from what I understand, is with fire.
Tear the pages out and give the rest of
them
back.
Okay, well, then aren't you even defacing the book even more?
Well, you could cut out the margin notes, I suppose.
I don't know. But to see the reaction that way versus defiling the Bible, as every once in a while it's reported,
okay,
burning and whatever, and it's like, okay, why the difference in the religious reaction between the two faiths?
Well, they deal with their emotions quite differently over there than we do here. One of the things that distinguishes European law and culture from many other parts of the world is European law and culture is based on the rule of law and committee as opposed to a dictatorship or a religiously led political movement, which has one man at the head. They don't do a religion by the rule of law or committee. And they also have different kinds of punishments for things. You know, killing your daughter because she was raped is not my idea of a way to handle rape trauma. But they say it brings shame on the family through no fault of her own. So when I hear that kind of tortured logic and tortured emotional reactions, it tells me that they're not being rational about the bigger picture. But when somebody in command orders the burning of the Quran, for example, you got to wonder if they don't understand where they are and what they're doing.
And yeah, it seemed bad timing.
And if you get a bunch of guys pissing on a grave, you got to wonder if they have lost all common sense about that. One of the interesting things about that particular issue is the cell phone and the video camera in a cell phone, which is ubiquitous around the world. And you literally, there are very few places you can go now without fear of being photographed and video cammed.
KINS, News and Information Times, 431.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lampist to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 4:35. We're at the Talk Shop this afternoon with Simple Country therapist Lou Quimby. Lou, the reputation, I would suggest, is probably more of an emotional than it is a logical for most people. Either character assassination or trying to get everybody to pay attention to how nice I am. Don't worry about those landmines that I left behind me. You know, that kind of stuff.
Well, reputation is based on what people do, what their track record is. And you can have a reputation as a flaming liberal or as a flaky hippie or as an arch conservative or as a stable businessman who offers good product and service. Reputation is based on what people do. Reputation in and of itself is not a good or a bad thing. It's just a comment on people's track record.
Kind of like a review? So to speak.
Yeah, good guy. It's a short form review of their 20 years of service or something like that.
And what is it? The Shakespearean line? He either takes my reputation.
I don't know that one.
Takes it all.
Oh, and then he who steals from me steals trash.
Yeah.
But if he takes my reputation, he takes it all.
Yeah. I think there's value perceived there that a lot of people.
You can attack a reputation, but you can't take it. So I understand the reference.
Thank you.
Yeah. So when people are under attack and they're not interested in fighting or fighting dirty, as it's required to do in politics, they withdraw. So there's a lot of good people that just aren't in politics because they're not interested in fighting and or fighting dirty.
Now, many will say that there are parallel arguments with business.
Oh, there are, and that's about both of them are about power, how power is used.
Business reputation, though, is something that is earned, as you said.
It is indeed earned, yeah.
It's also bought.
No?
Sure.
Really?
I mean, let's say if I donate to the local charitable organization, that's not a do, that's a pay.
That's a pay.
And even if you support it, not that it's bad.
Yeah,
it's just that resources are spent.
That has to do with who's going to tap you next for a donation, but it doesn't have to do with how you do business.
No, not how you do business, but the business reputation.
That's about looking good in the community, but your business reputation may be quite different than your philanthropic reputation.
So if people are having a tough time coming to grips with somebody's multiple reputations,
then they got to do some.
How do you cut through the chaff to
find out what the real person is?
Accuracy.
They're both accurate.
Okay.
The guy could be a great philanthropist, and the reason he's got lots of money is because he can screw in the little guy for 30 years. Remember Rockefeller, when he had made his. Gazillions.
Is this Nelson? He's the only one I
remember. No, the old man.
Oh. John D.
He made his gazillions, and people didn't like him because he'd been walking on the backs of people all the time. And so some public relations guy said, carry a pocket full of dimes around with you and give dimes to the little children. Now, that's back in the day when a dime was worth a buck, you know. So he carried a bunch of dimes around and gave them away. And what he got out of that was the story that Rockefeller's giving dimes away. Yeah. It didn't change his reputation. It takes a long time to change a reputation because it's built on thousands and thousands and thousands of repetitions of what somebody's character is. Then there are people who make all the money and then they realize what they've done and then they want to go give it away. Well, okay. They can give the money away, then somebody else gets to use it. Is that tainted money now? Is that bad money? Would people refuse that money? What if a drug lord wants to build a school, and then a hospital, and then a church? Is the church going to accept they want to build a new church? Or they want to build a new school for the church? Or they want to put up a teen center for the church? Is the church going to take that, or are they going to say it's tainted money and we can't take it? Now what? About a reputation and where the money comes from. You get into complications like that.
Social causes. A lot of businesses do green marketing.
Yeah.
Some have been wildly successful. Some have achieved the goal that they wanted to.
Sure.
You know, supporting whatever the cause was or whatnot. It's always curious for me when there are businesses that piggyback on that kind of a thing.
Oh, the Me
Too. Are they doing it because it's cool, because it's what their heart tells them to do?
Or because there's a buck in it.
What the staff, positioning, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. So the actions that lead to the reputation sometimes aren't necessarily as they appear.
Well, that's true. There's a lot of imitation that goes on when somebody sees something good going on. They get on the bandwagon and they want to reproduce it cheap and dirty or quick and dirty. As opposed to, it's hard to be green. It's not an easy commitment. If you're a big business,
or pick
your
cause. I mean, it's not certainly the environmental.
Right. Yeah, it's not that easy. It takes commitment and a plan and resources, and you got to throw some people at it as well to make it happen. But there's a lot of imitation that goes on because it's a good idea and it works. And then there's imitation green. What would you call imitation green? Pale pink?
Food coloring.
Pale pink? Food coloring. Yeah. And then there's people that say one thing and do another.
But the transparency, I would think if there's anything that can kill a reputation quicker than anything else, it's the transparency and not really supporting the cause and just doing it for the facade. Because that's got to get back. Have a bad reputation, I would think it takes a ton of time. Well, like you said, Rockefeller. It takes too much time, too much resource. Better not to have one.
When I was doing my Mexico project, I was moving hospital beds around to ship them off to Mexico. So I had to get them from the facility, then I had to get them into a storage area, then I had to get them onto trucks. And as we meet on Friday, and so I do this on the weekends, and I'd call for help on Friday, and there was always about four guys who would raise their hand, and they would always show up. And then there was some in between. I mean, people get sick, or they got to do this, or there's all sorts of reasons, not excuses. And then there was always a half a dozen guys who would raise their hand and never show up. And what they were doing was getting credit in the meeting for saying, yeah, I'll help. But they never showed up. So I could always count on those four guys. So if I needed 10, I asked for 15. And I'd maybe get 8. And that's why we got the work done. But the guys that said they'd be there and never showed up, and it was consistent, same guys, not bad, not good, they contributed in other ways to Rotary. They weren't flakes. They contributed in other ways. But it was interesting that they consistently went, yeah, I'll help. I'll be there. What time? And then never showed up. So that's the illusion of help. If you want to help, it involves getting your hands dirty. You know, you have to do something.
KINS, News and Information Time, 4:43. We'll be back with more from Lou Quimby.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time is 4:47. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Lou Quimby. I got a weird question for you, not that the others are normal
questions.
That's
okay, I'll give you a weird answer.
Okay. Is there a place for normal guys to have stellar reputations?
Oh, sure.
In business?
Oh, you betcha. Take insurance salesmen, for example. I know a couple of insurance salesmen who will not sell insurance to somebody who doesn't need it or want it. They don't do the extra add-ons just because somebody is oh, that sounds good. Could I have that? They don't say yes. They say, do you need that? Or they say, you don't need that. You're plenty covered.
An advisor consultant.
Yeah. So they don't push onto people what they don't need. Tradespeople, plumbers, electricians, carpenters, contractors. There are some who are just upfront and straightforward and honest, and they say, this is what it is, and this is what it's going to cost, and if you want this extra, it's cost this much, and they don't wait until it gets to the point where they're desperate and they got to hawk their firstborn son to come up with the change order money. They tell people up front what things are.
Now, you mentioned the Rockefeller family. Vanderbilts, Kennedys, throw them all in the same. Can they?
The Fortune 500.
Yeah, well, the Fortune 500.
The New York 400.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can they hit the same standards of personal behavior and have still the same reputation and success?
That's difficult, isn't it? Because they have...
I don't know. I'm a West Coast guy, so I don't go to New York.
Well, they have different standards for themselves. If you're rich and isolated and you go to private schools and you have private parties, everybody of which is the son or daughter of a multi-gazillionaire, or they're a diplomat or a business owner or a, and that's all you associate with, then you're not going to have much common experience with people who can't make ends meet, who are living near the poverty level, who can't get a job because of race, creed, color, or religion. Those are intellectual ideas to them, not realistic, practical, living ideas with them. They don't live with that. If they went out and lived with that for 6 months, it might be different for them, but the New York 400 don't send their kids into the Peace Corps. So they miss out on a lot of experience.
Well, hopefully we can all experience the weekend, huh? What do you think?
I would think so.
Yeah. All right. Let's go for it.
We can do that.
Okay. We've been talking shop this afternoon with Lou Quimby. Join us Monday afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hugs from you. I'll see you tomorrow morning.